opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
As always, Dad is with me. I get to call him Dad, and everyone else gets to call him Bud. Aileen is with me today. She's actually not doing any scouting stuff today, but she does have scouting things on the table to talk about later on. And Frank is way down there in his KWVA shirt. Korean War Veterans Association. I'm just pulling that one out. I'm guessing that's what it is. But, yeah, you're giving me the nod. We have a couple of guests with us today, and we will get to that in just a minute. I did not do a specify a veteran of the day this morning or, you know, for today because we knew we had guests coming in, both vets and medics and all, Army medics and all that stuff. So I figured we would just be generally – the veteran of the day will just be all of us, and we'll talk about what we're doing now. We were just talking with you on, off the air about working at the VA, so we'll get to all of that. But as always, the Veteran Spotlight is brought to us by Fratelli's Pizza over at 1774 California Street. And I keep saying this every week, if you haven't been in there from the old Angelo's Pizza, go in and look at it. It is so much better. And you can actually see when you go in there. It's not all dark and, you know, and all. And it's great food, too. When Frank and I were there, we had a slice. You know, you feel like you're in a big city. I just want a slice. You know, I don't want a whole pizza. So
the artwork on the wall was kind of interesting to me. You know,
yes.
Kind of.
Well, I said
funky.
You have to be a product of the 80s or 90s to get some of the artwork that's on the wall. You know, the Goonies pictures and then the I'm a Christopher Walken fan and Mr. T fan from back in the day. So when you see those pictures on the wall, it's kind of interesting. So we will go around the table here real quick and can just introduce yourself and who you are. And if you want to tell the world where you work and what you do, you're more than welcome to.
I'm Gary Oxley. I'm a registered nurse, been a nurse for almost 25 years. Most of my career has been in the ER and critical care. I currently work at the VA here in town and been there for about 6 months.
6 months, so you're pretty green over there.
I am very green over there.
So what do you've heard, you know, then we're building a new clinic down the road, and I'm always for bigger and better buildings, you know, and for me, parking lot, because I drive a big truck, so getting in and out of parking lots is always a treat. So I look forward to that. There's some other aspects we've talked about on this show that I'm not 100% behind yet, some of the administration stuff and all, but we won't talk about that today. We'll wait till Tammy comes back. If you're out there listening, Tammy, hope you feel better soon. Come on back. But like I said, we have some friends over there, some long-term friends. Edward and I actually served together during the war. You know, we were over in Iraq together. And then our friend Dana, I grew up here from right after high school and have known her. And she's amazing. She's the crazy art lady. You know, not cat lady, art lady. You go to her house and every wall, she tore out the carpets in her house. And even on the cement floors, there's flowers painted on them. And the backyard, it's like you went in a little rabbit hole and, you know, boop, you pop out the other side. But, and so, well, thank you, Gary, for coming on the show today. And we'll get into more stuff in a little bit. So now we're going to come over here to
Walt McMahon. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I served for a year as a medic on the ground with 3rd Battalion, 6th Artillery. We shipped from Fort Sill. And when that tour was up, I had about a year left, and I was headed for Fort Benning, Georgia, and I could do the math. I knew I had enough time to be back as an infantry medic, and I really didn't want to do that. So I basically re-upped or extended to stay in Vietnam. I went to a dust-off unit, the 254th, flying out in the Trang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I flew over 200 missions with them, including a lot of real harebrained stuff that when I tell people, they just blanch. But anyway, I made it. And I was telling Gary earlier today, I actually was surprised to live through it, and I didn't have a plan when I got out what to do with the rest of my life. So it took me a while to get my feet back under me, but I'm okay now.
Good, good.
Well, we're glad you made it out, and you're here to tell our stories.
Yeah, that was 50 years ago, and I stand in front of school children and tell them what I did. You know, it's just, it's a time warp.
Oh, yeah, it was just interesting when you hear the history and you hear what some of the people have gone through. So I love hearing those stories.
Well, real quick, that's our spot. You two guys are going to be our spotlight today. So fortunate for us, we get you all day. So, or an hour, 40 minutes, however long we're here. So we will definitely go and get into details and everything. You know, I think we set out before we came on air, I was Navy corpsman, but I spent most of my time, or almost all of my time, with the Marine Corps Infantry, 1st Battalion, 5th Marines. We were a helo company, but when we got over to Iraq, they put us on the AAVs, the Gators. So, you know, all that helo training, all it taught us is how to get on and off the Gators easier, you know, and all. But beyond that, he laughed because, you know, and we're, you know, the corpsmen, the medics, were generally the first on and last off, you know, whatever mode of transportation we're going to go on. So there's similarities. Now, we were on Sea Stallions and Sea Knights and all. I don't know what you were on.
We flew the Huey.
The Huey. That's
basically an airborne pickup trucks, about all it is.
Yes. And I think, Dad, you're the one who told me years ago, if you ever get on a Huey and you see fluid leaking, that's good because it actually has fluid in it. If it's not leaking, hold on here. And then we have the other extreme with Aileen, who spent her whole Navy career in two different hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a whole gambit of stuff here. And we were speaking about female, male, you know, what was acceptable back in Wall's time is not acceptable now. We have a Army, I'm not sure what Uncle Larry did in the Army, I forget now, but he was Vietnam. He was in between Korea and Vietnam, so he didn't serve any combat time. Mm. But he's the one who, if you're not a man, you're a gal. You're smiling. Every woman he passes by or says, hey, you're a gal. Or is it doll? It's not toots. Because I think Melanie would have punched him in the face if he said that. Yeah. But, you know, but that, and he, you know, I couldn't get away with saying that now, you know, especially my 12-year-old. You imagine him walking into his class and saying something like that. So times have changed, but the stories are very similar as we move through. We all have our same, you know, dilemmas and hills to climb. Yes, sir.
When I was in, the Navy corpsmen were reputed to be much more thoroughly trained than...
I won't deny that at all.
Yeah.
I won't deny that at all.
We're always jealous in a sense that, you know, you guys know what you're doing. We're out here with 10 weeks of emergency medicine and some OJT, and gosh, I hope we're doing the right thing.
And we can get into that in the next segment, but that is interesting because even though Aileen and I, she went in 3 months before me, in beginning of 2001, other than boot camp and Navy corpsman training, which is 14 or 16 weeks long or so, beyond that, our training are vastly different, mm-hmm. completely different. Mm-hmm. And so even in our own time and our own wheelhouse, it still went in different ways. But the amount of training, I know some Army medics who've gotten out. Tammy, for one, who's a modern times. Everything's much closer than it was back in your time, Walt. Much closer.
16 weeks is a lot more than 10 weeks.
Yeah.
And then when we got over there, and they made medics out of people who were really pretty inept.
Well, we'll get to that in just a minute. We're going to have to take a quick break, okay. But we will take a quick break. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch, and thank you for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm going to mess that up. There's too many numbers out there for a Navy guy. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back. Bye.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice. Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Like always, a little Led Zeppelin to wake everybody up in the morning. Thank you, Jared. And thank you for coming back to Manning the Watch. And it's just so you guys know, that's my favorite part of the morning, Jared picking some good music for me to listen to. And before we get back to talking to our vets, I want to get a little house cleaning done here. We have the Sons and Daughters of Italy, the St. Patrick's Day dinner, which is tomorrow. Oh, today's Saturday, sorry. That's what happens when you get retired, huh? You start forgetting what day it is.
Italians are putting on the Irish.
I know. It just seems weird, like there's going to be some...
Well, at least they're all Catholic.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's a good catch.
It starts tonight. Cocktails, of course. Here's another kind of thing. Cocktails at 5:30 and dinner at 7 p.m.
Where?
Traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner, which is going to be a loud event later on in the evening. Entertainment by Enterprise Starship. Oh, I remember that from way back. And it is located at 4850 Cedar Road, the 273 in Kenyon, as you're headed kind of out of town back there. It's a kind of an old building. Is it still blue? I remember the building used to be blue years ago. But
the Grange building.
The Grange building right back there in that, and it was a 49ers club or something right next door to it. Yeah. I used to take dirt bike and phew, go back there. And that's kind of where I learned to ride dirt bikes is back in there. $20 a person, including tax and gratuity by reservation only. Please call Steve. Is it okay to give Steve's number? Okay. Steve at 224-9524 or Carol at 241-4342 for tickets. So, good luck with all of that tonight. I hope you guys make some money because I know you guys support the vets and different groups around town and all. and Enterprise Starship, they've always been good. Every year, they always do a good job.
So that number one more time in case you want to go. For Steve, it's 224-9524, or you can call Carol at 241-4342.
It always sounds better when Aileen says it than when I do. The last thing is our buddy Rick Partridge over at the EDD and Logan Mook. It took me a while to say his name, but Mook, a couple of vets there. They are doing the Veterans Job Fair, the first annual Veterans Job Fair at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. That will be March 28th from 9 to 1300 or 1 o'clock for everyone who can't quite figure that out, and it will be there'll be employers there, there'll be some service providers, there'll be some different things that are going on there. So if you're a vet who's just trying to struggle doing jobs or anything, I think Tammy was saying last week, if you need help with doing resumes or anything, there'll be people there. Aileen and I will be there. I don't know how long we'll be able to be there, but we'll be there also representing the show and vets in general and all that good stuff. So it says on the very bottom here, bring a resume and dress for success. So, you know, we'll figure that out. Dress for success means different things to different people. To me, that means take a bath and wear some clothes that came out of the washer, at least in the last few days. Washer and dryer, you know, maybe throw an iron at it or something, but, you know.
No flip-flops.
Yeah, no flip-flops and, you know.
No shorts. That's a big one
no
for me.
No shorts. And if you smell like you've been smoking all day, I'm just going to point you right back at the door and say, see you in an hour. Come back. All right, back to our guests, because you guys, we're all laughing and making jokes and stuff later, so or earlier. So lots of stuff to cover. And
well, we were talking a little bit how our corpsman training was so different. You had to learn a little bit of everything. Whereas I started out working in labor and delivery. So you join the military and you think, okay, I'm in the military. Where am I going to be working? Labor and delivery. Okay. All right. Here we go.
On Okinawa, too.
In Japan,
so
too.
Yeah, you were on a tiny little rock in the middle of the
Pacific. When I was pregnant, there was no surprises that could have come my way. After working labor and delivery, I knew everything. So we had a little running joke within our family. We would go to a doctor's appointment, and the first thing we would say is, don't tell me the sex of my baby. And then I would say, hi, how are you? Because that was the only thing that could have been a surprise for me, you know. And David said that when our son was born, the baby wasn't even completely out, and the doctor was already saying, it's a boy.
But our doctor, though, you knew her. Yes, we knew her. And yes, she's awesome. She was a lieutenant then, and hopefully she's still in and she could be running the Navy by now. Yes. But she was funny, though.
Exactly. So I knew a lot about labor and delivery, and then I went to work at the OBGYN clinic, so I knew a lot about women's health. And then I went to a clinic, so I knew about, you know, just general clinic stuff, colds, fevers, immunizations. So when we talk about, you know, actual field medicine, I have no idea because I didn't get trained to do any of that.
Yes.
Although, okay, the one thing that always sticks with me is the tampon thing.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you got to tell people what it is.
Yes. I don't want to blast this across the world, you know, but if a Marine shows up with a hole in him, you insert and duct tape because it's designed to plug a hole and stop the bleeding.
I would have never, like, oh my God, you're in the middle of a war and that is a useful tool.
Sure.
What?
Just take it out of the plastic. I mean, if you're going to make me say this out loud to the world, you know, I'm going to tell you, hey, dummy, take it out of the plastic before you put it in there. It doesn't work so well.
But,
you know, I've had a telecorm in that, you know.
But, you know, it's the necessities and the things that we use in medicine and ingenuity. You have to have forward thinking like that, especially when you're put on the spot. And to me, once you told me that, I will never get that out of my head. I will never get that out of my head.
There's a picture of me with all my gear on, my flak and all the gear. And in on my the vest that goes over the flak jacket, There's two
Or you can have a bandolier of them.
Hey, I think that might be a little too motivated for some people, but yeah, maybe that's my next Halloween costume right there. Just really freak people out. But while we were talking about, you know, the difference between our trainings and all, and, you know, back in the day, I don't know, I wasn't around back that long ago, but I know in modern times, they, especially right now, they actually all train together somewhere in Texas. There's
Fort Sam Houston,
there, yeah, probably. There's a, I believe so. I believe that's where it is. Yes. And they come from the Air Force, Navy, and the Army side. They all come together, and there's a few weeks of training so that there is. So if we are over in Iraq, Afghanistan, or wherever, and an Army medic has to step in, you know, or something happens to the Marines, the jargon, the lingo, and everything is there. Because I think that's one of the big things in the different branches. The Navy and the Marine Corps maybe are a little closer, but when we go over to the Army side, the nomenclature, the, everything is different. Everything sounds different, even on our uniforms. Aileen and I were both petty officers, so we've got a crow with a chevron or two underneath of it. And I don't know how many young Army guys walking by us and saluting us because they see a crow. They think it's a, you know, a colonel. I'm like, no, I don't want to be a colonel. Never wanted to be. But you don't know.
What's a crow?
What's that?
What is a crow?
It's petty officer.
I mean, is it a bird symbol or something?
Yeah, it looks just like like if you're a colonel. Yeah. Yeah, I guess on your guys' side. I'm trying to do it. See, even in my mind, I gotta stop. Do that. Yeah. But even in our training, after corpsman training, you know, I do field medicine. I'm doing emergency medicine. I'm doing, you know, then you have to do another. Each one of these is, you know, anywhere from 9 to 14 or 16 weeks long. And then the last one is the, if you are alone with your platoon and you are the only medical person and there's no doctor anywhere close to, you know, maybe a senior Marine or a senior corpsman, you know, and at some point relatively close to you, what are you doing? So it's all about stop the bleeding, start the breathing.
Right.
That's it. Get that done. Get that done. Get them on a Hummer or something and get them out. Get them out.
Remembering that like a mantra or something is the only thing that carries you through the stress. It's so horrifying sometimes that you're dead in your track until you can think of, you know, get him breathing and get the bleeding stopped.
Yeah, because if you can't stop the bleeding and you can't get the breathing going, and Gary, you're nodding your head, you know, then it's a done deal. And but, you know, simplifying it. Aileen's, you know, kind of gives me a hard time about the applicators, but it's simplifying that down. I really don't have time to stop and put an IV in you. Mm-hmm. You so, yeah, I had a couple of IVs. I always carried a couple of 1,000 milliliters LR with the tourniquet on it and the catheter and everything. But that was buried in the bottom of my med bag. Rarely would I ever use that. You look in my med bag and my fellow corpsmen that were in the same situation, our med bags were all, I mean, I had duct tape, a couple of rolls of duct tape, because I can make a tourniquet out of duct tape quick, and it's not coming off. And black Sharpies, not red Sharpies, because we would, wherever we can find bare skin, we peel the uniform back and all, and you're writing everything on there, what the time is, you know, basically what happened, whatever.
Morphine, yes or no?
Yes, yes, because we carried morphine, we carried volume, you know, and a couple of other things. And you got to write those times on there so when you do get back to that medical officer, he's the one or she's the one with all that high-level medical knowledge. Now, she's going to look at what that corpsman wrote maybe 45 minutes, an hour ago, and that person's going to say, okay, well, let's not do another morphine. We may stop his heart, you know, things. And
we used to pin the syringe through the lapel. And you'd give them the pin the empty one in their lapel to advertise that they'd see
morphine.
I
shove them in their pockets and stuff. That way, at least the empty Surette went away from me, you know, the couple times I had to use it, because you don't want someone to find an empty one laying on the ground and
advertise that he's had the morphine.
Yeah, but that's why we would write it. They wanted us to write because the time is on that and everything.
Right,
so,
that's a good idea.
And but different eras, we have to do things different, and we also didn't have the, I believe, while yours back in the day, it was looked like a little mini toothpaste thing. You'd push it in Ours is the auto injector.
Oh,
so you're going right in, go through the thigh, go
we
through the pants.
We had those for atropine for gas attacks.
Yes, yes, yes. We had them as well. So everything we had was those auto injectors.
Do you carry a medical bag now?
I have one, and I have, you know, a few things around me all the time.
I have an extensive kit that goes with me just about everywhere.
I used to.
I feel like we should have it all the time. It's the two of you show. You guys
that's fine.
It's great to hear people relating to things, you know?
And I'm over here nodding.
Yes,
because
yeah.
I'm enjoying the conversation that you two are having, that we're all having and sharing together, but I wasn't active duty. I was an Army medic in the reserves for 8 years. So most of what I'm agreeing to and nodding is from my civilian experience as a nurse.
But the training is still there.
The training is still there. But as a corpsman, especially in the Navy, that advanced training that you had, a lot of nurses can't even do those things. Doctors are doing those things, putting in chest tubes and things of that nature.
Oh, yes. I put in chest tubes. I put in the side to, you know, with a collapsed lung to for drainage and all that cool stuff. But, Walt, to your thing, that's why I wear a knit belt. So then I can pull my belt off and it's a tourniquet. I can make a tourniquet, or I can strap an arm or legs together, you know, and all that. But we're in Boy Scouts, too. We've got our neckerchiefs, you know, we teach first aid. I just taught first aid as a merit badge. So we're going to take a real quick break here. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch. We'll be right back.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans, covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
All right, a little Metallica after some Led Zeppelin. We're doing pretty good this morning. Thank you for coming back, listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. So last time, last segment, Wall and I kind of took over, so we'll hand it back over to Aileen and Gary.
No, I just, you know, hey, we have opinions too. I feel left out. But to be honest, I never really had an opportunity to deploy anywhere. I had a year and a half left of my contract, and they asked me if I wanted to go to Kuwait, and I said, yes, I'd love to go. And they're like, oh, great, you're going to have to reenlist for 4 years. And I said, no, thank you. And yeah. That was my only real, like, somewhat opportunity to deploy anywhere. I was considered forward deployed when I was in Japan. So they don't want to take you from Japan or anywhere overseas to send you to...
Yeah, to take you further up.
Upstream. They would rather, say, take you from the U.S., Camp Lejeune, and send you
Camp
over...
Camp Pendleton. Don't, Camp Lejeune's on the other coast. Sorry.
They get deployed,
too. There's fighting words with the Marines right there. There's Hollywood Marines and other Marines, so... My Marines out there will know the difference. Sorry if I offended anyone.
I can't relate to the war stories you guys share, but I love hearing them because I think, you know, people don't always understand what the medical people really do, especially, you know, in a stressful situation, in a war zone, in when things like that are happening. So I love hearing those stories.
Well, it's simple stuff like when Aileen and I were both, we met in Lemoore, down in Lemoore Naval Air Station. We were both stationed there. Aileen happened to be the LPO for medical records for a time there. And in my mind, medical records were, I would go to the aid station. There's one long shelf that's got all 900 and some odd of my Marines on there, a whole company worth.
Dog-eared.
And I knew every single one of those guys. Maybe I couldn't remember every name, but I knew every face and all. And as I'm going through there, because every so often you got to go through, you got to make sure your shots are up to date, you got to make sure, you know, all this stuff. And I make my little notes in my little green book, and I'm just walking around, you know, and everybody's out doing, you know, running or whatever the heck you're doing. And you go up and say, you need to get... Let me open my book, a such and such. You need a yellow fever or whatever it is. And you go in and let, you know, their sergeant or their staff sergeant or somebody know. And the next morning they're standing at the aid station to get that. Now, I didn't have to be at the aid station the next morning for them, you know, because there's guys that were stationed in the aid station, the BAS, that would be there and they would pull the record and do that. But that was some of the things that I like to do, because then I got to know every single one of those guys. And when we go on those long runs or those long humps, and I'm in between the two columns going just back and forth and back and forth, you got it in the back of your mind. Okay, this guy's had a couple of issues. He's had some heat exhaustions. You know, I'm going to make sure when I walk by him, I'm going to throw that little O2 reader on his finger. And I'm just going to see where he's at, check his eyes, ask him some questions, you know, and then you move on. But you know to kind of who to watch.
Are you talking about blood oxygen?
Yes. Yeah. You know, I always wore mine around my neck. So as I'm coming up to them, I can just say, give me your hand, you know, and just boom, just plop it on there. And, you know, you're looking for anything under, you know, 95%.
Then we didn't have those. Well, you're talking about records. The weird thing about records is if you misfile those records, that person becomes a non-person.
Oh, yeah. You can hold them as a threat, too. Buddy, you tick me off, I'll make that shot record go away. And guess what? You get to do them all again.
We would shoot our entire battalion, 550 men, six shots at a time, on any given day, you know, like every 4 months or so, we'd have a pile of needles knee high when we were done.
Oh, and there was no HIPAA back in your guys' day, too. No. So everybody knew what was wrong with everyone, right. You know. Now it's even in the military, you still try to, you know, try to keep that. You're not going to run around telling people, you know, other guys' medical records, but completely different from Aileen's time and Gary and your time in the reserves. I'm sure that version of that is not all that dissimilar, but shot X's. We did it all in boot camp. You know, you just kind of go through a gauntlet of needles and you don't get to ask.
No.
You just go to that next station. He's got your record. This guy or gal is going to – gal. See, a young lady is going to write it down, and you're getting that shot, and you're moving on.
That's right.
You know, and
gives me flashbacks of boot camp. You know, you walk up to the next person, you get a shot in both arms. You walk up to the next two people, get another shot. And at the end of the line,
you do the one in the butt. You know, and like, oh man, that's going to hurt for a couple of days.
Gamma globulin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they used the air guns also when I went in.
Yes, and then somebody figured out that's not good. Let's go back to needles. We're contaminating, you know, the next guy behind you. Because you can rub that with a little alcohol swab all you want. That's not clean. Right. It may not.
And if you didn't hold the gun tight against the guy's arm,
you end up
slashing him with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. So good times. Good. Well, thank you for doing that back then so we didn't have to deal with that. You know. And shots are always one of those fun things, but I like that. I like going around, you know, when my company or my platoon, Sergeant Gennetti, was done beating up on us for the day or whatever, then I can walk around. I can go to the other platoons, ask the sergeant, you know, or the staff sergeant, how's everybody doing? Once you get to know those guys, and I was closer to their age, especially the staff sergeants and the gunnies, and, you know, you kind of have that relationship with them, they would tell you on the side, you know, because they're never going to say it in front of the Marines because they don't want anyone to think someone's weak or, you know, they'd say, yeah, you know, Dennis's, you know, foot is acting up again or whatever. You always catch them on the side. You never pull them out of a, you know, an activity or something because that makes them look bad. And then, you know, you never want to make a guy look bad in front of his buddies.
So what was the most bizarre thing you ever had to deal with?
I'm not going to say it's some of those things on the radio. Not even those. And, you know, my wife's sitting right next to me, too. You know, the 3 a.m. knock on the door. Doc, this is hurting. Well, I imagine it is. Why don't we just jump in my truck and we're going to go over to the hospital? I don't want to see it. I don't want to know. That's way closer than I ever want to be with you there, devil dog. You know? So. Yeah.
To me, I'm always surprised how people don't listen to the warning signs that their body gives them. You know, I remember, and I won't go into detail either, but getting a phone call from a husband. He was very concerned about his wife. They had just come back from vacation, and she was turning yellow. She couldn't, her joints weren't moving. She was sensitive to light. So she didn't want to come to the doctor's office. She didn't. So he called, and I said, just put her in your vehicle and get her here right now. And he's like, well, don't I need an appointment? I'm like, no, just get her here right now. You know, you don't want to, like, set the alarm off, but in your mind you're going, oh, my God, get her here now. and ended up being really bad on her end. It was hepatitis. So within a couple of days, she was medevac back to the state, and I heard they put her on the transplant list. And she just got to the point where normal medical intervention wouldn't do anything for her because she waited too long to go seek help.
Oh,
so, you know, and I remember that vividly now, and it's been, you know, a good 15 years, but listen to your body. You know, I know sometimes it's very difficult to get into the VA. They're trying their best. They're shorthanded. It's not anybody's fault, but, you know, listen to your body, go see a doctor. And at the end of the day, if you have to go and pay to see somebody, listen to your body.
Well, one of the things that while you had asked me, you know, the stories, one of the things that Dad told me before I went in was be part of the Marines. Don't be the guy who's skipping out and going over to the aid station. I was with the infantry. I trained with them every single day, and I did not leave them until Sergeant Gennetti or Staff Sergeant Bettencourt said, all right, we're good. Go away. And then I would go and do my other things and go and check on guys. So we will be right back to Manning the Watch in just a couple of minutes. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KRCR, your talk radio. I'm going to mess that up. He changed it on me, so I'm going to mess it up. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch. Thank you for listening to us on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We've gone on some tangents, and it's been great talking to you guys. It's a room full of medical folks, except for Dad and Frank, you know. But they don't have mics today, so tough.
See, these are the moments where I feel like our show needs to be longer than an hour. Because,
I know, Carl, yeah, what can we do about that?
We get really into it, and it's great conversations, and then it's like, oh, my gosh, the hour's already up.
Well, we have a lot. We have a lot of things coming up, especially between with Aileen and I. We got a lot of scouting events coming up. We got the dinner with the sons and daughters of Italy. Their St. Patrick's Day dinner tonight out there at the Grange. We've got the Veterans Job Fair coming up on March 28th. And you have some stuff you wanted to talk about.
Well, you know, we always kind of want to give a shout out to the Scouts. And right now, the Scouts are selling camp cards. So they're really cool. It's 4 one-time use coupons. But then all the coupons in the middle, you get to use as many times as you want all year long. So
last day of the year.
Exactly. So, for example, if you are a fan of Big Five, you get $10 off your purchase by showing them the card every single day. We are new to the Jersey Mike's family, but if you go to Jersey Mike's and you eat there, you get your chips and your drink for free every single day. And the cards only cost $5. The boys are trying to raise money for summer camp. You know, our kiddo needs $405 for summer camp.
And he's earning it.
And he's earning it. And we're making sure that he earns it because that's the scout way. A scout is thrifty. You know, a scout is brave. And part of this whole thing is going out there and earning your way. So we're trying to make sure that he earns his way to camp. And I know there's other scouts out there too.
When are
so
we going to be at Trader Joe's tomorrow?
We are going to be at Trader Joe's tomorrow from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So if you want to come and see the scouts, we will be over there. But you know, if you encounter any scout during your travels for the next 2 months, they're going to be selling camp cards. Even if you're not interested in a card, they take donations, you know. So not only do they have to pay for summer camp, but, you know, if they need new equipment, they need to pay for that. They need to be – adults need to go. So sometimes those scouts are also raising money for their dad to go. Hint, hint.
Yes,
hint, hint.
Yes.
You know, a lot of us, we – adults, we take – vacation time off of work. We, you know, use up our gas. We don't charge the scouts. So the only thing that we ask is that, you know, they raise money to pay for camp and their supplies. So
do you ever appear at holiday markets?
You know, different groups go to
the
different locations.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Ours, we just did Walmart, Anderson Walmart last weekend. We did pretty
and
good over there.
We're going to do it not tomorrow, but next week.
Yeah,
we're
going to
do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But we do the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts in the two different doors over there. And lots of parents. We have lots and lots of parents with us out there because that's a busy parking lot and, you know, and all. But Walmart in Anderson has always let us come out front there when the boys are selling popcorn or the cards or anything. And like we said, there's always donations. We always have donation boxes on there. The Boy Scouts, we just, you know, we have a trailer. We have to pay maintenance on that. You know, we had the tire blew out on it last year and ripped the whole fender off. So some parents put some money in it, but, you know, it still came out. It was a lot of money. So, you know, we had to pay for some of those things. So there's always expenses. We all know we all belong to different groups and different things. So, you know, and we're really big on the scouting family, period. Help out the scouts because they're learning how to deal with things as they get older and not necessarily everything being handed to them. So lots and lots of little things going on and all. So
yeah, and if you want to contact us, check us out. You can email us on manningthewatch@outlook.com and our Facebook page, Manning the Watch. I know there's a couple hiccups.
There's a little snafu with that right now. Yeah. We're working that out, and hopefully I can reach out and someone who is better at Facebook than we are to see how we can fix that. But we've got a little hiccup with that. But I did get from Rose from the Candid Spirit. She did send a thing and thank us for, you know, being on the show a couple of weeks ago. And Rose, I apologize. I haven't been able to put things on there because there's something wrong. But we will. We'll figure that out real soon.
I just want to thank the two of you for being in Boy Scouts and helping these young men and women to learn some values.
Exactly.
Because what you're doing, those young men and women will hopefully replace what we've done that are sitting in this room.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's about our country, and Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts have always been a part of trying to provided an example for these young men and
women. Well, on both sides, on the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts side, citizenship is a big chunk of it.
Right.
And I don't, you know, we're not involved in the Girl Scouts, and I don't want to put words in their mouths, but on the Boy Scout side, there's three separate merit badges that are citizenship, and they are required for the Eagle Scout. And those merit badges are big ones. They you just can't do that, go to Sacramento on a Sunday and get that one. Those are long ones. And it talks about that, what makes you a good citizen in the country, what makes you doing thing, you know, saving money. You know, the American, quote-unquote, American dream, buying a house, having a car, and 2.3 kids, and a dog, and a cat, you know, and whatnot. They learn all that from those things. I also want to say, I got sidetracked there real quick. I don't know where that's from, so I'll say it over the air. I write it down on there, and I will say it out loud, and
I just want to put a plug
in my ear, and I can't hear when I have headphones on, but yes.
I'd just like to to be the first one to say that I'm going to be buying a couple tickets from you today.
Oh,
and
well,
I appreciate that. And I encourage people to do that. I remember raising money for camp and how hard that was.
So yesterday we were walking around the neighborhood trying to sell camp cards. I have a mom who's awesome, but she's really sick. So we went to go pick up her kiddo, and her son and my son walked around the block, and this lady sees the two scouts. She pulls
in uniform.
Up.
They were in their uniforms.
Their uniform. And she just pulls up, and she said her son is 38, but he was an Eagle Scout. And so she pulled over to buy a camp card just to support the boys, which
and
I thought was
awesome. We will have an Eagle Scout calling in. I don't remember if it's next week or the week after, and here soon. Here soon we'll have him on, but he's the one who did the big military symbols in the Veterans Hall. So I'm waiting to hear from him.
Are you talking about Preston?
No. Preston's not an Eagle Scout. He just does flags and takes credit for stuff the Scouts have been doing for generations.
Right.
So you know, but we do. I do want to thank the American Legion. They did just donate a garrison flag to our troop and some little flags that will be given away for anyone who buys a camp card from the Scouts tomorrow over at Trader Joe's. I want to say Jersey Mike's, but it's right next door because I'm already thinking of where I'm going to eat lunch tomorrow. I want to thank you two guys, Wall and Gary, for coming on.
You have to come back because I felt this was too short.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, and I want to thank you two. I was not in combat. And like we spoke off the air, is that there are many, many more men and women that support the combat men and women. And so I just want to thank on the air both of you and all of our other veterans who actually were in combat, the great sacrifice that took to do that. And so thank you.
And every branch, every person who served in combat, who's defended us, you know, in one way or another, like it or not, we got orders. We went and did our orders, and I'm pretty sure everyone in this room has an honorable discharge and you know, to me, that's a big thing. On my DD-214, it says honorable discharge, that means something, and my son knows that, and Aileen's DD-214 says the same thing, and also, and, you know, I'm sorry. I kind of got sidetracked right there. So I want to thank everybody who is listening to us. I want to thank, everybody who is supporting us. We do have this next month we have a couple more sponsors that are going to come on board, and we'll talk about them as the weeks go by. I want to thank, you know, Fratelli's Pizza for, sponsoring the Veteran Spotlight the last three or four weeks on that. Go check them out. Good pizza. I'm going to stop by and eat some more pizza probably this week when we're in town.
1774 California Street, 244-4121.
Yes, and you can't miss it. It's right where an old pizza place used to be, and it's much better, better and easier to get out. The Sons and Daughters of Italy, their St. Patrick's Day dinner tonight. If you are into cocktails, you can be there at 5:30, and if not, to show for the dinner at 10 o'clock. Or, I'm sorry, 7 o'clock. And you know, it's been great having you guys on. We will have Tammy Walker will be back at some point. She's an Army medic.
I still haven't met her.
I know you guys keep wrong days, but you know, maybe we can fill the whole room full of medics one day, and we'll just tell Carl we're going to take over for the day. Pack a lunch, and we'll just be here for a few hours. And I also want to thank Carl, too. The FM, you know, the FM is reaching out way down the valley so we can hear each other. I see the new logos on the wall behind us, conveniently right where the new camera is going to be shining here soon. So 96.5 FM. And we can actually listen to this radio show at our house now. So thank you, everybody, for listening to Manning the Watch. We're going to cut it off just a little bit early here so we can all talk out in the hall. And all, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week. You have the watch.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy,
to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta.